Moving on then, matters arising. I've got a number of matters arising here. Members may have others, but just in terms of my list of matters arising, first of all, paragraph 339.
This is the viability study for the development of site 4, where we're now involved in a market sounding exercise. That's ongoing. The deadline for the completion of that exercise, I gather, is 30th of June. Grace, anything you want to add on the site 4 exercise? Or am I summed it up?
We have made a report to the Commission,
right.
And we have really launched the market sounding exercise, so we will take a view of the response from the market sounding exercise. We have written to any potential participants, including developers, construction companies, NGOs. We have also, through the Chamber of Commerce, seek to raise awareness about this exercise. If there's anything more, we'll report to this task force.
Thank you. 30th of June is quite tight. You think it's manageable? It is very tight, isn't it?
We'll
okay. Okay, fine. Thank you. All right. Paragraph 413 of the previous minutes. Remember we discussed the Glass Kennedy Town and Mount Davis outline zoning plan, and those views that we expressed have been consolidated and passed the Town Planning Board. So that exercise is done. Connectivity to the harbour, connectivity to the harbour, I think. Transport Department has undertaken to make a presentation to the next meeting in July. Is Neem, anything you want to add? I know you're doing some hard work at the moment.
Yes, we have tried that for the old dimension and diverted view late in week, and we placed it with the tree planting. We will arrange it with the LCST and Harvey's department to do this work. Regarding the widening of the column line, we find that there is a long shot to do this, but we need to sort out some technical and land issues. But we will report that in the next meeting.
So you include that in your wider report at the next meeting?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We also talked, if you remember last time, about Golden Bavinia Square. The Secretariat has written to the management of the Convention Centre, suggesting that we should seriously look at enhancing that area, and waiting obviously for a response back. One of the thoughts I had was that perhaps at a future meeting we might ask the Convention Management to come and talk to us and engage with us, if you like, on how we might jointly, if you like, try and enhance that area. Paragraph 516, the Chartin Central Link. Obviously, there are issues ongoing there. Protection works being carried out. Pedestrian diversions, obviously, being undertaken. There's a lot of work taking place. I think that's something we need to keep an eye on. I know the Yacht Club have already expressed some concerns about the degree of the inconvenience, if you like, that's being caused by these works. So I think we just have a watching brief there. I think ongoing, but we need to be obviously mindful that these works do cause a lot of inconvenience. And then paragraph 6.8, hoarding design of the Central 125 bypass. A notice has been prepared and circulated to members on the 19th of May in response to concerns that were expressed that the design, if you like, was a little off the mark in terms of the eventual outcome. So we have a response on that now. Any other items members would like to raise on the previous minutes? Well, thank you very much. Okay. So let us, if we may, then go to the agenda proper.